And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Fountain Broadcasting Newsroom. This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. A recreational opportunity is being mulled over in Tuscola Township. During Wednesday's 90-minute meeting of the township's Board of Trustees, Will Green, who is with the Tuscola County Road Commission, was in attendance. The board had a lengthy discussion about working with the Road Commission about developing a non-motorized bike pathway along Van Cleve Road. During that discussion, concerns about safety of such a path at the intersection of Van Cleve Road and Frankenmuth Road were raised. No action was taken on the proposed bike path. The board also approved any board member who could attend the Michigan Township Association 2026 conference as well. Arson charges have also been filed against an Elmer Township man in connection with a fire that destroyed recreational vehicles on December 8th. Harry Wellington, are you 61, allegedly set fire to two travel trailers, and he is charged with two misdemeanor counts of arson of personal property, $200 or more, but less than $1,000. The recreational vehicles that were set on fire were located in the 2000 block of West Frenchline Road in Elmer Township. Argue is scheduled for a pretrial hearing at 9 a.m. on Monday, December 22nd. He is free after posting a $5,000 bond. In Bay City, police report that 16-year-old Juliana Chambers has been found safe 5 days after she was reported missing from her home. According to Bay City Public Safety Captain Nathan Webster, Chambers was located Tuesday, December 16th, following a search that began after she was last seen late Wednesday night, December 10th, or early Thursday morning, December 11th. Authorities determined the incident was a runaway case and confirmed that no foul play was involved. Webster said the case is now closed. And we will be right back after these two commercials from our sponsors with your obituaries and weather.
Well, Rudolph, it's time to take a test run with the sleigh before the big night. So, elves, hook up the reindeer and let's take a test drive.
Okay, Santa, here we go.
Rudolph, you're going too fast in this fog and snow. Rudolph, hard right. Is everyone all right?
Yes, Santa, but the sleigh is smashed.
Well, hurry up and get it to Valley Collision in Ubly, Michigan. I know they can fix it, right?
This is Chris from Valley Collision in Ubly. If you get into an accident with your sleigh, whatever make or model, whether it's made of steel or aluminum, we can get your vehicle repaired correctly with no hassles.
And this is Justin. If you get in an accident, call us at Valley Collision in Ubly at 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, located just across the tracks from Ubly Heights Golf Course in Ubly.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS tech team.
And we are back with three obits at this hour. Marvin Messing passed away peacefully on Sunday, December 14th, 2025. He was born in August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan. In 1961, Marvin married the love of his life, Lorene. Marvin is survived by his devoted wife, Lorene, his seven children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, Joel, and his 14 grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. He is also survived by siblings Norma, Carol, and David. A memorial service will be announced at a later date, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Arrangements are being handled by McAlpine Funeral Home. Bernard Sonny William Holdwick, age 89, of Harbor Beach, passed away Wednesday, December 17, 2025, at Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. Bernard was born at home in Sherman Township on May 14, 1936. Bernard and Violet Booms were united in marriage on November 5, 1960. Bernard is survived by his children, Bonnie, Bruce, Patrick, Janice, and seven grandchildren, alongside four great-grandchildren. The funeral mass for Bernard Holdwick will be held on Monday, December 22nd, 2025 at 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, Holy Apostles Parish in Ruth. Visitation for Bernard will be on Sunday, December 21st, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. And on Monday, December 22nd at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth, from 10 a.m. until the time of service. A memorial service and burial in the church cemetery will follow in the spring. Bernard's family extends their gratitude to Courtney Manor of Bad Axe for their compassionate care. In lieu of flowers, please make donations to Knights of Columbus Council 3823 or the Christian Mothers and Women, both of Ruth. One more obituary for the hour. Margaret Louise Leach, 66 years old, of Ubley, passed away peacefully on December 17, 2025. Margaret is survived by her sisters, Elizabeth Leach, Carol Shamka, and Christina Leach. She has nieces, great-nieces, and great-nephews that are surviving her as well. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, December 20th, 2025, at Fraser Presbyterian Church, 3006 Huron Line Road, Cass City, Michigan, at 2 p.m. Visitation will also be held, memorials may also be offered to Fraser Presbyterian Church. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And this was your news and obituaries for the hour, brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to Bare Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And we will be back now with your weather here in about 3 seconds.